This is the Seth and Colby Show. Would you like to participate in the Seth and Colby Show contest? Then listen up. You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and any restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send an email to ask@duo.com. Have a great holiday from the lawyers at duo.com.
Welcome to the show! Happy Jewish Day! Passover!
I'm pretty sure you got that wrong. I don't know. I just have a bad feeling that it's not the beginning of Passover.
It is tomorrow, so it's close.
Maybe.
If we could work on Passover, we would do a show tomorrow. But it would be against all of our childhood lessons to work tomorrow.
Exactly.
It's also 420 tomorrow, so we do something
all
else.
Jewish.
Yeah. Anyone else catch my truck reference?
Yes.
Whitney, are you on some of that stuff right now?
Yes, I am. Can we please turn off the Jewish music?
No, I like the Jewish music.
I do not like the Jewish music.
We have to
music.
Celebrate our brethren.
We're not Jewish.
We support them in their
We're
endeavors.
Not the Jews.
I am.
We're not in Jerusalem.
Lucas is a Jew.
We don't wear little caps on the back of our heads.
Yarmulkes.
Yarmulkes, thank you.
Yarmulkes.
Whitney is kosher, though.
Yes, she
I
is.
I am kosher.
I should have got some pot smoking music then.
Yeah.
I didn't know that you wanted me to play the pot music instead of the Jewish music.
That's the party boy.
I mean, just look how good this is.
Seriously, he found this in the... Like, the 2 minutes before the show.
Yeah. Of course, we could also play this instead. In celebration of Colby's religion, the Pope is in town.
The Pope.
Yes.
Big whoopity.
You sound very enthused there,
I have
Colby.
A lot of Pope puns that I thought up. Tell me what you think of these Pope puns on a scale of 1 to 10. First
Alrighty.
Of all, what do you think of Pope pun?
Three.
A three, okay. Pope Cupine.
All right, that sucked ass.
Yes.
Pope Puri.
Two.
Wild Cherry Popesy.
Negative one.
This is what
I like that one.
This is what happens when you are forced to sit in a cubicle all day being bored out of your mind.
Popcorn.
You know, I give this all a 10 because of how retarded those are.
Popesicles.
That's awesome.
Yes.
I would like a lick of a popsicle.
Well, I'm pretty sure you're going to go straight to hell now. Yeah, I can't wait till your confession. And you go, Father, forgive me if I have sinned. I said I wanted a lick of the popsicle.
Wow, is it me or is Whitney really loud?
She is really loud.
I apologize.
That's and I'm really
because
quiet.
Because when she talks really quiet. Then when she laughs, she's like,
sorry.
It's true. See, now she's quiet.
Yeah.
You can barely hear her over the
Turn
Pope
me
music.
Up. I'm really quiet.
No, you're loud.
I'm quiet.
You're loud.
I can't hear me.
Well, that doesn't matter. I can hear you.
I hate you.
Okay.
Thank God.
Well, welcome to the show.
No more music.
Hello. Jews, popes, Catholics, not popes. Well, popes are welcome. I don't think the Pope listens.
I don't know how I doubt the Pope listens to this.
That would be awesome.
That would be
Pope
pretty
listens.
Badass if the
that
Pope listens.
That means we'd have the entire Catholic community.
Wouldn't it be awesome if he released a press release that said that this show is blessed and everybody should listen to it?
That'd be awesome.
Then we just
and
need
if
to get...
the Pope said it, everyone would do it.
I know, dude. And then we get the Dalai Lama to say it to listen, because then all the Hindus would listen, and then whoever leads the Muslim people, Osama or whoever. That was racist,
Muhammad.
But I don't know.
Muhammad.
But Muhammad isn't...
Muhammad's dead.
Isn't he dead?
Yeah. Yes.
So who leads him now?
That's the they're
in a division now. It's
Muhammad Jihad.
So they don't have a leader?
No,
not really.
Not really right now. They're both divided because they're arguing of who is.
Of course,
that doesn't,
I guess that kind of makes sense because Christians don't really have a leader either.
Nope.
No, our leader is George Bush. Sorry. That was something for the live people. By the way, welcome to the show. Today is, what, the 19th of April?
Yes.
I think so. Today's the 19th of April.
Yeah.
Matthew's in costume because he's going to the Renaissance Fair. Colby's wearing some scary sunglasses so he
Badass
can look
Badass sunglasses.
That's right.
Whitney, hot Air Force.
Whitney's wearing two layers of black on a day where it's super
Actually,
hot.
I've got three because include my pants.
No, I don't include your pants.
We don't like pants in this studio. We try not to mention them. Thanks for bringing down the show. Good job.
No wonder you guys are just in your underwear.
Yep. We are. What underwear? Check this out.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, that's a thong.
Yes, that's
forgot
what it
is. To turn me off.
Oh, great. All right, well, and then another holiday coming up is Paul Revere Day. Does anyone know what Paul Revere... I guess it didn't come up. It's already gone. It was yesterday. It was Friday. What's Paul Revere Day?
I don't know. I mean, that's who
assuming that's the day
hell
he went.
Is Paul Revere?
Oh, he's that's the one who did
the... He's the one who said the British are coming.
I know.
The British
calm are coming. Down.
The British are coming.
Getting overwhelmed by British are coming.
So what are these? So what do we celebrate on Paul Revere Day? Do we go around and point out foreigners? The Asians are coming! Because that would be pretty awesome, actually.
I just thought about the other episode of South Park where the British tried to attack America again, but they used their ships as usual, and then the Queen killed herself when they failed.
See, I don't remember that episode.
Oh, it's hilarious.
I don't watch South Park.
South Park's pretty amazing. They've had like 4 million episodes, though. Like Matthew was saying that The Office, we were saying The Office was bad, and Matthew said, well, they're probably just running out because they've done a lot. South Park's done like 500 episodes, and they're still funny as ever.
Yeah.
So explain that, Matthew. Explain that with your science. You can't, because science doesn't exist, because the Pope said so.
Okay.
Back to the Pope. He was in town and he blessed America or something. Actually, I have no idea.
I think he actually condemned America.
I don't even
know what he's in New York right now, I think. That's what our update was from yesterday.
Is that what he's doing? He's in New York now?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's already speaking at the United Nations. Because he's the Pope and people listen.
Supposedly advocating world peace and stop fighting countries.
Yeah.
Because, you know, since they lost like $2.5 billion on that whole like touch and boy scandal, maybe he could like market Popesicles, Popecorn, Wild Cherry Popesy. Make some money. Some Pope money. Dude, it'd be pretty badass to have money with the Pope's face on it.
Dude, no. Have you seen where the Pope lives?
Yeah, at a big,
the
like,
Vatican City. He has a city to live in.
I know.
He doesn't need money.
Yeah, but the Catholic Church...
He's set for life.
That's true. That's true. And he is the 16th of the Benedicts. Dude, I forgot eggs! Eggs Benedict! He should be making money off that right now! Pope Eggs Benedict the 16th.
There probably is such a thing.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure there is.
I'm pretty sure the Pope doesn't sell himself for money.
Oh, you don't know that.
Oh my.
I'm going to help.
A Popestitute.
Seth has damned his soul to hell.
Oh, we're all going to hell.
Back to the Jewish music. I don't know any Jew puns, so let's try to think of some right now.
Juice the coal.
Juice.
I know.
Juice the coal.
I know.
We're all going
I know
to hell
one.
Now.
What do you get when you combine a Catholic and a Jew?
A Jewlick?
A cashew.
Well, the music ended at an appropriate time for me to do this.
What a bitch.
Whatever, whore. You and your poopsicle.
There's gotta be some good Jew puns. Come on, let's think.
There's a really bad one.
The court juicer.
It's not really a
is
pun.
Is it bad?
It's
worse
more
than that?
Yeah.
In, Shakespeare's plays.
It's like so bad that I don't even want to see it. Yeah, it's a joke.
I'm looking for puns, not jokes.
Alright, good, because you don't want to hear this.
You keep talking it up like that, we're all gonna want to know.
I know, but I kind of want to say it, but I don't.
Because then you'll get shot.
Yeah.
You can take some of the heat off me if you said it. Do I have to bleep any of it?
No.
Okay, then say it.
All right.
Go ahead.
What's the difference between a Jew and a pizza?
Yep, I know this one.
One screams when they're in the oven. See how bad that is?
Isn't that horrible? It's such a horrible joke.
We just lost all our Jewish listeners.
Yeah, I think we're all going to die.
Yep.
We're all going to hell now.
And guess who told me that joke?
Probably a Jew.
Ryan Chapman.
Oh.
The biggest Jew of all.
I'm pretty sure he's Irish.
He's Jew.
Which would make him, like, Catholic. Because
he's still Jewish.
All Irish people are Catholic.
You're
his mom's
Protestant.
Wait, his mom's Jewish?
I'm joking.
Oh. Never mind.
He's not really Jewish. Have you seen him? He's, like, the least Jewish person alive.
He said he didn't look Jewish.
Ryan.
Ryan, I'm pretty sure he lost his
or just wait for the tone.
Because he's a loser
house
high school.
Parents scare
press
me.
Two now.
Hurry up.
At the tone, please record your voice message.
Holy crap!
When you are finished recording, you may hang up or press...
I hope I'm not having a heart attack trying to get a hold of Ryan. Hello, Ryan.
Jew.
Colby just told us that dirty, dirty joke.
You're a Jew.
You're terrible.
Jew!
We'll see what happens when you earn an oven next time you're over. That's right. We've got a fire pit ready for you.
You're going to hell.
We're going to hell.
Yeah. Enjoy your stay at Hades, you Jew-hating Jew lover.
That made complete sense. Exactly.
It'll confuse him for a while. It will. Your phone's vibrating.
It's not me. Airplane outside.
Oh.
Airplane.
Stupid airplanes. All right, well, let's,
stupid airplane.
Let's start the show. New opening go. Today. So everybody get your... Sorry, I burped.
Get your...
I'm still coming off of sickness, so if things start coming up during the show, I'm not going to be able to stop them.
Oh, God.
Which doesn't change from week to week.
All right, just go.
All right, new opening. Everybody get your liners ready. Here we go.
Live from blustery Wichita, Kansas, broadcasting in high-definition digital audio, it's the Seth and Colby Show with your host, Seth Neiman.
I love the Pope and the Jews.
Colby Newman.
I love boobies.
And your co-host, Matthew Riddle.
I disagree with that.
Matthew doesn't like poops?
And the bodacious Whitney Million.
Matthew looks a little gay right now.
He does.
With special guests from across America, including you. Participate in the Seth and Colby Show via telephone from anywhere in America at 1-316-665-7338. Email the show from anywhere in the world. Email at SethandColby.com.
I just realized that this is the first time we've had an actual real opening to our show.
Yep.
Because every other time we've started off really weird.
Yep.
And
yep.
Matthew admitted that he didn't like boobs on the first time we've... We need to have that. We just need to add that to the list right now of things to discuss when we talk about Matthew later on during the show. But anyway, you can call the show live every Saturday, 1 to 3 o'clock Central Time at 1-316-665-7338. You can email us anytime. We will read your emails on the air no matter how many we get. We have 2 hours to read emails. Email at SethandColby.com.
I think Seth's on something.
We like emails.
You're on something.
And we like to read. So email us your stuff. We have a contest that we're going to announce later today, so stick around and you could win some moolala and European euros and Russian rubles or American dollars, whichever one you choose.
Russian rubles or American rubles or European euros are not really available.
So, welcome to the show. It's a new show. Today is the 19th. And how's everybody
Yay.
Doing?
Very good.
Very excited. A lot of holidays. A lot of stuff to talk about. We have a huge list of stuff. We're going to make Matthew eat some pudding with his hand. Which won't be good for the radio, but will be entertaining for us. And we have to talk about how I was sick. Colby got in trouble at school. Colby's been sick. Whitney's been sick. Me and Colby saw each other all the time. Bunch of stuff to talk about today. So stick around. Hope you like the show. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Bye. Great.
Okay. Well, ship.
Exactly.
Told you, stuff's going to come up. It's just going to happen. It's really hard for me to actually have a... I probably sound a little weird because this is what happens when I try to breathe through my nose.
Yep. So, since we were interrupted by your sickness, let's talk about it.
Okay.
All right. Right after the show on Saturday, next day, Sunday, Seth got sick. And it was pretty funny.
He got sick forever. It was at night, though. It wasn't during the day. It was at night, which was weird.
Because you know how he's been twittering like a bastard.
Yes, like a mofo on fire.
I got all of his tweets, and he just kept informing me that he was sick out of his mind.
Yeah, I started to get sick probably about, 6 o'clock at night, had a sore throat, and then I woke up the next morning and was like...
I disagree with that.
No, Stephen Hawking.
Okay.
Sorry, that was racist.
You're racist.
Or insensitive, that's the
Moving
word.
On.
If you make fun of crippled people, it's called insensitive, not racism. Unless they're black and crippled people, and you call them... Stupid blackie.
Insensitive racist.
I don't know. I just need to learn to stop when I'm ahead. It's so damn
I
hot.
I know.
It oh is. My god, yes.
I'm not hot.
Maybe I'm just scared because I feel the Pope's fire on me now I made fun of him with Popesicles.
I called him a poopsicle, so.
That's true. Are you feeling hot?
No, but I'm pretty sure I'm going to go to hell.
Yeah, you want me to go open the window?
No, it's all right. It's okay. But anyway, so Monday I felt really sick and I went to work anyway and about died. Like this. That's the noise that I make when I'm dying.
I bet it is.
Mwah, mwah. It's a dying giraffe. South Park.
Mwah.
Sorry.
Mwah. Sounds like a giraffe's dying. Let's go look.
And then, on Tuesday, I took a half day to hang out with Sarah, and all we did was watch Bones and stuff. And
Bones!
Then Wednesday, I still felt sick, went to work again. Almost took a half day on Wednesday. Thursday, felt a little better, but I still have all this crap in my throat. Friday, same thing. Today, I don't feel sick at all, but I'm getting all this crap out of my face. So, I kind
of
have all this
your face.
Crap in my nose hole and my mouth hole. So, it's a little more...
Mouth hole?
Yes.
Mouth
what
hole?
Would you call it?
Your mouth?
Then what would describe the hole?
That's what your mouth is.
No,
is
the
a
mouth
hole.
Is the thing that goes...
That's lips.
Oh. Well, you got me there. I still stick with mouth hole. So who wins? Seth wins.
Jackhole.
Seth's the big winner in the casino tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So anyway, that was my sickness. Colby?
Yo.
You want to talk about your demerit?
My demerit.
Ooh.
Demerit.
What a bitch.
All right. There's two sides of the story. My side and her side.
So the right one and the wrong one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I forget when. When was this? When
this was...
What, Wednesday?
Wednesday.
Thursday?
Wednesday, yes.
All right,
because
Wednesday.
I was sick and having a crappy day, and then you were had a crappy day, too.
Yeah, all right. So, Wednesday. I was in school. Sixth hour. 1 hour until the end of the day, okay? I made it this far without a demerit. Whoop-de-doo. Even though I already had four.
He just had to bring his Uzi out in class.
I shot everyone.
Oops.
We're actually broadcasting from jail right now.
Yep.
Oh,
here.
It's hot.
You can hear the metal bars cracking. That was me banging on a metal bar. Sounded like wood, but it wasn't.
Exactly.
Yes.
Anyways.
A guy just offered to give me some crack. Anyway, continue with your story.
Oh, that was a jail reference. Sorry.
All right.
I was confused.
My side of the story is I was sitting down, all right, we're supposed to be doing this project thingy, and we need to look in, like, magazines for pictures of energy, because this was science class.
Energy?
Energy.
Okay, that's kind of strange.
Okay.
It happens.
Burped. Sorry.
I'm really glad you had that clip still.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, so I wasn't because I couldn't find anything in the stupid magazine that she got. All right, we were supposed to find sources of energy, like solar.
Okay. Okay, I think I understand.
All
so
right.
You're like looking for like, are they pictures or articles?
Pictures.
Pictures.
Okay.
In Good Housekeeping magazine and National Geographic.
Wow.
That's really hard to find.
Yeah.
I'm just finding all these clips that have electricity involved with them.
So what I did was I was just sitting there, and then she was like, Colby, come here. And I was like, okay. And she's like, what are you doing? I'm like, nothing. Do you have a demerit card? And I lied by saying I don't have one because you get pink slip. Never mind.
Yeah.
So I got a demerit. Her side of the story was I might have tried to steal a pulley.
What the hell is
that?
Oh,
what?
A pulley, like the thing where you like pull down on a rope and then on the other side it goes up.
Why would you have tried to steal one of those?
I don't know, because I was bored.
So did you try to steal it?
Yeah.
Why is there a pulley in your classroom?
Because it's science class. We're learning about pulleys, machines.
I forgot. He goes to a school where they have a budget for stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We had microscopes from, like, the 1870s.
Yeah, and we had to dust them before we even looked at them.
We had to go and blow them off.
Yeah, we actually spent one entire day dusting those stupid things, and we never used them until the next day. It was just like, what the crap is going on?
It took us an hour to clean. We had to spend a whole class cleaning off our microscopes, and I'm pretty sure it went down on the Titanic.
It did.
It was terrible.
It was retarded.
Speaking of school and stuff, Mr. Swindler got fired.
Who? What?
Mr. Swindler got fired.
Who fired him?
I don't know, but
this is like the news that we three care about. Mr. Swindler was
why?
The science... was like the general science teacher. Like he taught all science classes at the crappy ass Word of Life school that me.
He was a great teacher.
He could have been a professor at a college.
Yeah, he was smart and he knew what he was talking about. He was a good
very
teacher.
Very funny.
But he had an attitude where he didn't take crap from anyone.
I'm guessing
that's what got him fired. But he was a good teacher, so how did he get fired?
He called a student an N-word.
I was reading what happened.
And it's really easy to see Mr. Swindler actually doing that.
Oh, okay. did the student provoke him to do such things?
Most likely, yes.
Yes, I'm sure.
Oh, that is so funny. Oh,
so
poor
now,
Mr. Swindler.
So now there's only one teacher at Word of Life,
Mr. Apier,
from the original.
Well, you don't have to worry about
teachers.
You don't really have to worry about him calling anyone an N-word.
No.
Oh, poor Mr. Swindler. Well, at least he's out of there.
Yeah.
Oh, that is
bigger and better
so
things.
Funny. That is so funny. Oh.
That makes my life right there.
That, yeah.
I got to call Lucas right now and tell him.
Oh, that is so funny.
That is the best. We've got to call Lucas.
Oh, Lord.
Even though he might be practicing for Jew Day or whatever.
Jew Day.
Yeah. You know, Jew Day.
Since they're Jews, by celebrating that. What is it called?
Passover.
They're going to a Seder dinner tonight, which is the first dinner of Passover, so. It's actually not that unbelievable to think that, you know, yeah, that he's Jews. Hello, Lucas.
Hey.
Hey, did you know that Mr. Swindler got fired?
Who?
Mr. Swindler.
Yes, I did.
Do you know why he got fired?
Yes. Do you want to know?
Well, already, Matt just told us why. I just wanted to make sure that you knew.
How did Matthew find out?
I don't know, because he spies on Mr. Swindler in the shower.
No.
Yeah.
Jess found out after Ground Zero.
Oh, apparently Matt went to Ground Zero.
What did he say?
He said that he said the N-word at a student.
Yes, he did. Well, he didn't call him one.
He didn't call him one.
He said that this is why people think you're dumb.
Oh. Well, that's more Mr.
Yeah.
Swindler like too.
Yeah.
That's still awesome.
It was like the nappy-headed hoe thing.
Hey, watch it. You're on the radio. You can't say that on the radio.
Thanks.
Great.
Artard.
We made fun of the Pope, everything else, and now we're going to get fired because of nappy-headed hoes.
I'm sorry.
I know. Well, I just wanted to make sure that you knew.
Yeah.
Because you're like the only person I know that would care.
I'm actually hanging out with people from Word of Life right now.
Really? Do they all know?
Yeah.
After I hang up the phone with you.
No, they don't.
Oh, well, after you get off the phone with me, you should hang up and just look at the phone and go, oh, that's why everyone thinks he's a stupid N-word.
Yeah,
okay.
Okay. All right, I'll see you later, Lucas.
All right, bye.
Bye. There's the Jew, Lucas. You'll be on the show in a couple weeks.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
That, I sent you a text saying that I got Lucas's letter, right?
Yeah.
Remember the... All right, for the listeners, remember the letter that we read on the first show?
Read on the first show, yeah.
I actually got that in the mail.
Did it come with something else?
It came with a letter from his mother.
Do you still have it?
Probably.
Go find it during the break.
Okay.
Or now if you
I'll try. I'll find it during the break.
Because I really want to read the other part. Was it just as good as the other one?
I don't know. I didn't read it. I read it once on the show, and that's
it. Well, because the only reason I want to read it is because we just need more reasons to play this music. It's just great music.
We've already played this too much.
No, this is we're still in the first break. We got a whole other three breaks to go before we wear out of this music. I promise I will only play it this week and the following weeks for the rest of my life. I promise. I will never play it in the past.
You need to delete that so he doesn't play it anymore.
Oh, shoot, except it's on the internet.
Ah, crap.
http://suggest1.free.fr. It's French. That's ironic.
Vive la défense.
French Jews.
This is so gay.
Alrighty. Well, so I was sick. Colby got in trouble for stealing a pulley, which he didn't steal.
Correct.
Okay, Colby, I'm reading the show prep off of the conversation we had yesterday because I pasted it all in there. The Google ads on the side of the screen are as follows. Bad itch eraser. Kill scabies and parasites. Kissing tips. Itchy skin. Herbs for itchy skin. Itchy stinky cast. You know why? Because you were complaining about your itchy balls yesterday. And so, all of the Google ads are trying to subscribe you itch cream for your testicles. Which I find amazing.
Way to go there, Goldie.
We had a great conversation yesterday.
Oh,
it sounds
Lord.
Like it.
You see, it says, I pasted all of them in there, and he said, see, what did he say? Okay, and I said, what did I say? Oh, when did Lucas say I was violent? Colby said, and I said, I'll tell the story tomorrow. I was quite humorous. Colby goes, I have to itch my ass. Hold on.
This was when I was on the pot.
Yeah, he said, my balls itch. My balls itch so effing bad. And I go, itch them. And he goes, especially today. All day they itched. And he said, I'm adding, I said, I'm adding that to the prep.
Wow.
So, I'm there.
And then I tried to confuse him by saying, nope, too late. You lost.
Yep. I didn't get the prize that he was going to give me.
Nope.
But I thought it was amazing. And then we also started talking about Matthew eating pudding. So we're going to make Matt eat it with his hands and we're throwing it on his face. Which we're going to do.
God,
yes.
Matthew, which break stretching. Would you like to eat the pudding with your hand?
Last break.
Okay. How's the Renaissance Fair today?
I actually had to drop them off and then come directly here.
Oh, so you haven't even been there yet?
No, I'm going afterwards. It closes at 6, so I mean from 3 to 6, it should be enough time to go through the Renaissance Fair.
The crappy fair, yeah.
Wait, actually, why? Rachel's never been to one. So this
well,
is
neither have I,
time.
Because I'm not gay.
I haven't been to one either.
I went to one when I was like 5.
Really?
Yep.
That's exciting.
Were you a knight?
I was a
knight. And actually, I get a little bit of credit for class.
Looking for my lass to bang all night long.
Wow.
The middle finger of death. But did you say you get class credit for going to this thing?
Because I'm taking Reformation era, and the Renaissance happened to begin the Reformation era. Don't ask me. Ask my friend.
Now, see, that's where it's messed up, because, you know, my school's not cool enough to say, hey, you'll get a credit if you go to some place to do whatever the F you want. No, we have to write papers.
We did. We could go to the exploration place when they had the Jew Olympics.
There. See, you
know,
my life.
Thank you so much.
Sucks.
You're welcome. And I didn't do it. It was for extra credit. We were supposed to go watch how Hitler cleaned up all the death camps for Jews for the Olympics back in like 1994.
You know,
or 1944. Sorry, there. Admit, that would
1994. Yeah. 14 years ago was the Holocaust.
You know, there's exactly. Only been one professor that I've had where he said, he told me, it was my rabbi, he said, you can come to my church to get out of writing papers if
it was
you'd
Hitler.
Rather do that. And I did that, but that's the only cool professor I've had.
After a while, after seeing how much he destroyed the Jews, Hitler became a Jew.
Yes. He was good in the beginning, Bill Good Rhodes. We all know that.
Yep.
Just... got kind of crazy with his mustache there.
Yep.
I mean, you should have known. You have a mustache like that, you're not a good guy.
Sure.
I mean,
no, what if Hitler was a Jew, but then his rabbi was like, you're going to hell, so he just decided to kill all the Jews?
I'm pretty sure he wasn't a Jew.
His mom was Jewish.
For real? Then he was a Jew.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Don't the
he was half Jewish.
We're having a serious discussion about Hitler during Passover.
I know.
This is like sacrilege.
But no, it shows you how messed up he was.
Well, we're not Jews, so it's fine.
It shows you how messed up he was, because he was half Jewish. And he decides to, you know...
Did you see the paintings that he painted of, like, all the Walt Disney characters, like the Seven Dwarves and stuff?
No.
Looked really good. It was pretty awesome. He, like, painted, like, Grumpy, and he looked amazing.
Wow. Yeah, that kind of scares me.
Pretty creepy, but still cool. But, you know, it's just so many segues I could go through right now. Just
yeah, I know.
You know, who else was German? The Pope.
Exactly. He was Polish.
Oh, is he Polish?
Mr. Bitch.
He's Polish,
yes,
like the sausage.
He is Polish.
Pope
I don't
John
like him anymore. He's a loser.
You don't like that Pope?
I don't like the Pope.
Isn't the Pope like 4,000 years old, the
yeah.
Pope right now?
See, because the last Pope was Pope for like 20 years, and the Catholic Church decided, wow, that's too long. Let's get somebody who's 80.
Let's get someone who will die in a couple years.
I know. That's what they're doing.
You're probably right.
Seriously. We had
oh,
this
my God!
Sorry, my headphones came out.
We had this conversation back in eighth grade about how, oh, the Pope was alive for too long, so we're going to get a really older one, so he's only alive for 2 years.
That's amazing.
Yeah, Catholic Church has messed up.
Do you ever see any cardinals?
No.
Why not?
Because they're in the Vatican.
Is that where they all reside?
Yeah.
Yeah. All the cardinals, but then there's bishops. Like,
what's the hierarchy? Does it go Pope, and then Cardinal, and then Bishop,
no,
Archbishop?
Cardinal is a bishop. It's Pope, Bishop, Priest, Laity.
Laity is
like us.
Yeah.
I thought it was the Pope, the Black Pope, the Bishop. And
the Black Pope?
No, seriously, there's a Black Pope.
There's not a Black Pope.
Yeah, there
the
is.
Not in the Catholic Church.
The Black Pope?
Wow, that was
crazy. No, that's not the right one. Where's a Black Pope? Oh, I don't have a good music. We need to turn it off for the Black Pope. Actually, Colby, you just make us a Black Pope beat.
I don't want to make us some Black Pope beat.
Fine.
All my beats suck.
Fine. Black Pope. Here we go. Yo. I'm the Black Pope, yo. Coming to your house to bless your
God.
Honeys.
Oh, God,
preach the word of God.
Holy crap. We're all going to hell.
We're all going to hell.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. This has gotten way out of control.
Just a little bit.
Well, you forgot because it was in the air, but it was the Pope. You just made the Pope say the N-word. The Black Pope.
Well, good
job. Quit picking up people.
The God.
Black Pope.
Wow. The Black Pope.
Is there a Black Pope, really?
No.
Yeah. Or they call it the Pope's shadow. He's like the Pope's shadow man.
Pope shadow, Black Pope.
Wait, you're making up popes now. Should I just play the Jewish music during the entire commercial break?
No. I don't want to torture our listeners.
I like the Jew music. Fine, whatever. We'll just play whatever we have planned.
Why,
for
is it break time?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, we spent all that time talking about the Black Pope. The imaginary Black Pope.
Black Pope!
Who says the N-word.
Yes.
Exactly.
The racist Black Pope. We'll be right back.
This is the Seth and Colby Show.
This is
Duo.com. You'll never need a TV or radio again.
Duo.com.
What to read?
Here's one. Tom Cruise by Andrew Morton.
Oh my gosh.
Has to be a crazy, insane psychopath. It's also got a picture of his chin and then his eyes.
Basically, they took a picture of him and cut it in half.
It's weird.
It opposite ways.
Next. We all know the smile of Tom Cruise, but what lies beneath that Cheshire grin? An alien. Just kidding. It is true. Completely unauthorized biography. Celebrity watcher Andrew Morton takes us behind the public image of the hardworking, charismatic actor to explore the real man who likes to leap onto couches and beat his wife.
I love this woman.
Just kidding.
Get sued.
The famed biographer of Princess Diana penetrates the equally formidable Royal Wall. We all know what Royal Wall is. Means that surrounds the world's most famous Scientologist. I think he's crazy, but that's just me. He leapt into a couch and almost like raped over.
I love this woman.
I remember in Scary Movie 4, he's like bending her fingers back and like breaks them. And he's laughing the whole time.
That was
cracks me up.
Learn about the newest books on what to read every Sunday at Duo.com. Duo.com. This is the Seth and Colby Show.
Speak English! Stand there!
This is Sister Agnes from the chapel upstairs. She speaks fluent French and has agreed to interpret for you.
Sister, we appreciate you doing this.
My pleasure.
Sister Agnes, please ask who sent him.
Qui vous a envoyé ici? Faites une grave erreur. Bientôt vous allez me demander pitié. Salut!
He says you're both making a big mistake, that one day soon you'll beg for mercy. He also said...
What? Oh, please, sister, we have to know.
There's lives at stake.
Well, use the N-word.
What? The N-word? You tell this little mother...
Cut her! She said none.
Sister, you tell this piece of S-word that I would personally F-word him up.
Monsieur, ce monsieur vous envoie personnellement vous faire F.
Me faire F? Dis-lui que ce putain de nègre de grand-mère, c'est ce ouf! Did he say nigger?
He used the N-word again, but this time he mentioned your grandmother.
You tell him that his mom was a H!
Carter, I believe whore is spelled with a W.
Right. W, and his sister's a W, and his grandmama's a two-bit W, who makes double because she got no teeth. You tell him I said that!
Il dit que votre sœur est une paix, qui gagne double parce qu'elle n'a pas de temps.
Et son petit copain là, dis-lui c'est une grande pauvre fiotte, un sale pédé, une tapette de Toulouse.
This time he called this gentleman a word that means cat and another word that rhymes with maggot.
What? What you tell him? He's an A-W.
Lee, always spell with an H. Fabien! Façon, vous allez crever, comme Han et la fille. Ah, vous êtes mort.
He says you've both been marked for death, like Han and the girl.
Oh, sister, turn your back. You don't want to see this.
Who is Ashton?
How do we find him? Tell us right now. I'll cut your beads off and shove them in your mouth.
His beads?
His beads, sister. His hair is stinking beads.
The following is a test of the emergency broadcast system, the Seth and Colby Show.
I'm playing this song just for you, Colby.
Thank you. The song rules.
I know you've been wanting to hear it ever since we started the show.
Yeah.
Yes. Let's hear it is for you.
Good.
Welcome back to the show, everyone.
That clip was hilarious.
That's Rush Hour 3. I rented that Tuesday from the Red Box at McDonald's and kept it till last night before I could get the clip because I'm retarded. So
did
I spent $5 on the show. What?
Did you return it?
No, I returned it yesterday.
All right, so I'll get the email this morning.
No, you wouldn't get the receipt for this one. I didn't send it to you. I was nice. This one I sent to Colby. I send all of my receipts from the Red Box at McDonald's to people that I did, just to random people's email addresses.
Why?
Well, because it scares people. Like, if Matthew didn't know I was sending it to him, he'd probably freak out and go, I didn't rent a movie. Because he's retarded.
Okay.
Yep. You know, speaking of Matthew, we should dedicate this entire break.
Yeah, I know.
To him.
That's what we should do.
Because,
I mean,
no,
he got by with the first break.
He did.
Talked
about
the Pope.
Damn it. No.
Yes.
Scheist.
All right, Matthew.
Stop playing this music.
It's the Jew music for you.
Bastard.
Well, should we just start with Thursday night and how he had a video chat? We were all hanging out, me, Whitney, Sarah. Why'd you take his glasses?
so he can't see.
I can see just fine without them.
Well, then why do you need them?
Whatever. Yeah, exactly. Why do you wear them constantly then?
Here, you don't need them then.
Because one eye is nearsighted, one eye is farsighted, and I don't like to work too much.
So basically you're cross-eyed?
Kind of.
So like, which eye is the bad one?
Mm-hmm. It's like Mrs. Roberts all over again. Which eye do you look at?
Thank God.
You don't know which one of your eyes is farsighted and which one's near?
No.
Can't you just, like, close your eye and one's blurry and then close your eye and one's not?
I'm nearsighted in this eye.
Do you know what nearsighted means?
Farsighted in this one.
Hmm? What's nearsighted mean?
Nearsighted means
better when it's closer up.
No. Nearsighted means you can see farther away, right?
No.
Pretty sure it's opposite.
Farsighted means I can see farther away.
Google this now. Farsighted.
Give me a topic so I install.
No.
Yes.
I can type fast.
Fine.
He's one shot.
All right. The human eye's ability to accommodate allows it to be view focused. Get the heck away from my desk. Okay, let's see here.
He wasn't even near your desk.
I don't know, but he might have been. I was reading. I was scared. I didn't know. Who's ringing the doorbell?
There's a ding dong. It's the pizza man.
Again. Colby's going to go yell again at the people. Here he goes. Who is it?
It's my Uncle Matt. He's from the army too.
Call him in. Call him a bitch. What's he doing here?
I don't know. He just got back from Iraq.
We should invite him up here and have Matthew and him swap stories from the battlefield.
That would be good.
Well, he's going to want to see how we do it because he wants to start his own religious podcast.
Oh.
Religious, eh?
God dang it! God dang it! I hate you! You can die! Turn this off!
Well, of course, if he goes with the family, he might, you know, be more into this. Here.
I'm gonna hate you for my whole life. I'm gonna quit the show.
What
right
is he
now.
Playing?
What if we play this music during our wedding? What would happen?
What is he playing?
I would stab you.
That wedding song. Yeah. But he calls it the Pope song.
It is. It's the Pope song. You guys can't hear that on the subwoofers?
No.
Oh, sorry. No, you should be able to.
Did you draw my iPod on the desk?
Yes, I did.
That's actually a good drawing.
Thank you.
Well, let me see. I'm offended.
You're offended by my ass.
What happens? Seriously, what would happen if I go, I do, and it just goes...
I would laugh. I would laugh because it's... Jewish music.
It is Jew music, but it's very funny. What were we talking about? Oh, yeah, farsightedness. The inability to focus the eye on nearby objects. So, yeah, farsighted means you can see far away.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah. See, you lost. Lost.
Burned.
You should call, like, an eye doctor.
I guess I have to punish myself.
Him to change it.
I've never been to an eye doctor before.
I have. I need glasses bad.
Yeah, I know you,
you
do.
Need my...
No, I don't need that.
Yeah, you do.
All right, well, let's talk about Thursday night. So, Thursday night,
not.
Me, Sarah, Colby, and Whitney, and Matt. No, not Matt.
No, not Matt.
We're all hanging out.
It was Kathleen, too.
No, it was just us.
That was the day we did What to Read, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we did What to Read, and after we finished What to Read, Matthew called up Sarah on Skype and
randomly,
did a video chat.
Randomly.
Well, Matthew should know better. Really.
Yeah, he should.
He should know better. So Sarah took it in the other room so we could hear, and then randomly they were talking about stuff, and I took off my pants and walked by the video. Which was amazing. And Sarah held up a message, and depending on how nice Matthew is to me for the rest of the day and how good he does on the show, maybe I'll will or will not reveal that message. This is what we call blackmail in the business.
So if you do good on the show, won't reveal it.
If you be a good boy.
Which you're not doing right now, so I think you should just tell it.
Yeah.
Call me.
He's got two strikes.
I could tell the message right now to the team of the
or I could, because I already know it. I know everything.
You do.
I was there. So I could just say it right now.
I don't know. He's not talking very much.
No, he's not.
Because he's trying to be a good boy, but, you know, it's not really working, because if he doesn't talk, it doesn't make it a good show, which you could, you know, use both ways.
Why are you playing
this? Dude!
It's still on.
No, it's not. It's muted.
I hear it. Turn off. Is it on the recording?
Yeah.
It's really weird.
Holy crud.
Yo.
You enjoy yourself there, Kobe.
All right, we're done.
Okay.
Seth has better beats.
What?
Seth does
what?
Better.
What? I think I just heard him say that what? Matt likes Tannis.
What? No. What?
Oh.
Oh.
Now I know why.
Let me
all
just
the
repeat
weapons
that
are for all
there.
The people that dun, didn't dun, catch dun. That. Matt likes Tannis. Oh, okay. Chris, Tannis.
I'm glad none of them listened to this show.
Yep.
Yeah, too bad we're going to call him right now.
Yep.
Damn it.
Yeah, just throw things at me. That'll help it stop. Because that won't make me more angry. I'll just...
Oh, look, Matt's going to cut himself now.
No.
That's what I thought.
Thank you for calling Fraser College. If you're
welcome.
Calling using a touchtone...
You know, I could make it where you're going to have to bleep a lot of crap out when you're talking.
Yeah, but then I could make it that you never come on the show again and we'll still call him when you're not here.
Shiest.
I'm sorry. I did not hear your selection. Please re-enter your selection now. Thank you for calling Taper College. If you're calling using a touch-tone phone and know your party's extension number...
So, Whitney, you have anything going on tonight? Are you just planning on hanging out with us?
I'll hang out with you for a while, but then I have to go watch a movie with my friends.
Shice!
Leave your message after the tone. Thank you.
Colby, me and you are the only ones on.
I'll record your message at the tone. When you're finished, hang up or stay on the line for further options.
Hi, Tannis.
Hello.
Matthew threw something at me, so we have a message for you.
Yes, we're
not
going to
tell
friends.
You. Hold on, we're not going to tell you right now, because we're going to give. We told the general public this message, and depending on how nice Matthew is, throwing scissors and everything, we'll see. Maybe we'll call you back and let you know. But he really wants to talk to you about something, so you should pull him aside someday.
Can I say it? Want to say it?
We might call back. Just pick up the phone next time.
You know how hard it was for me to resist.
It was
that.
Hard for me to resist it too.
I was so close. I was like,
temptation.
Oh, this is a great segment.
So mean.
I know.
So mean, but I don't care.
I'm going to kill you one of these days.
This might be entertainment just for me and you, Colby.
Now, who are you calling?
Thank you for calling Taper College. If you're calling, use.
Who else is he calling at Tabor?
I don't know.
Hey, this is Rachel. Sorry I'm not there. Please leave a message.
Shay?
No, this is Rachel.
Rachel.
Shay don't go to Tabor.
I'll record your message at the tone. When you're finished, hang up.
She still hangs out with Tannis, right?
Their options.
Hey, Rachel.
Matt loves you. There.
That'll confuse everyone.
That's a big lie. I'm not even on, am I?
Yeah, you're on. You're just not on the phone system.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a big lie, but okay.
Right.
It is.
Okay.
I feel the ruler holding the sword on my lap. It's creeping me out.
That was awesome. Now I'm scared that I'm going to get strangled sometime during the show.
Just keep a knife with you here. Use it for protection. Okay. But don't leave it on the table in front of Matt, because he will weasel it. He will grab it.
So
he is a weasel.
You are a weasel. Or a beaver.
Are we just which one have we decided? Calling people at Tabor and leaving
no, he's a gopher.
Gopher,
oh,
that's
now
it.
Now who are you calling?
Gopher.
Thank you for calling.
Oh, my God.
Who else are we calling?
Oh. We could be calling back your lady love.
Lucas, you're more important than what we were doing. What did you need?
Sorry, I was just going to ask you why Matthew was so quiet.
Oh, are you watching us live?
Yeah.
It's because he's offended with what we were doing. We were calling all of his girlfriends.
I'm contemplating on how to kill Seth and Colby right now.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm deep in thought.
Yeah.
Well, don't get them too agitated or they're going to shoot BBs at you, remember?
That's true.
Or stab him, either one.
Ah, getting stabbed doesn't
matter. Because we stole
much.
His sword and then I have a butterfly knife.
How long have you been listening live, Lucas?
I just got on a couple of minutes ago.
Well, I want to play the Jew music for you, so you be sure to listen to it, okay?
All right.
I'll talk to you later, Lucas.
Jew music.
All right.
Now who are we calling?
Lucas, this is for you. I need every excuse to play this music.
So if I said I was eating, like, some pork the other day?
I don't know.
You could translate that into Judy music?
Judy music?
Yes, I could. Music. You're right, I could. Did Jews eat pork?
No, it's forbidden.
So why would I play the G music to that?
That's
because
the whole point.
About Jews.
Is that Colby's like, I'm eating pork, so would you play it then?
Now.
You are such a stinker.
Please enter the first three letters of the person's last name.
We're going to call an old friend.
Greg Rader, extension 21234556.
55486.
Better so mute my mic. Roommate. Mute my mic. I just mic start cussing at him.
I did not hear your selection.
Why don't you like him anymore?
Your selection now.
I never liked the guy to begin with. And now he's going out with Shay.
Greg Rader, extension 21234.
Yes.
Is not available.
Oh.
I'll record your message.
Why isn't anybody available?
Greg,
on
don't answer his phone.
How come it goes straight to voicemail at Tabor? Hey, Greg, you have nice boobs.
Matt loves you.
Coleman?
Stay away.
How come it goes straight to voicemail? It doesn't even ring.
Because Greg won. Greg
for all three of them, it went straight to voicemail.
Stay away.
Because you dialed that big, long extension. The first extension that you get is the one you need to dial for it to actually ring.
But I've tried that one. It doesn't work.
Tabor sucks.
Try this extension. 21212.
Who's that? Is that yours? Is that your room extension?
It's called yes. Josh.
Well, we will if we get his room. We have to handle Josh, right?
Josh
explain.
Won't be there. He might be at Taberstock.
Oh. Taberstock? What the heck is that?
Woodstock?
A lot of local bands come and play, and it's from 12 to 12 today.
Interesting.
Thank you for calling Tabor College.
21212.
Touch tone phone and know your party's extension number.
21212. 21212. Everyone wants to call Matthew.
It shouldn't go right to voicemail. Unless it's...
You're right. It did work this time. All the other times I tried to do it, it didn't work.
The first extension is the one you need to call.
Then I'll call Tannis back with that extension.
Mm-hmm.
Josh speaking.
Hi, Josh. Oh, hold on. Hi, Josh.
Hi, Josh. Hello.
How are you?
Matt wants your penis.
really
you took it a step too far.
Yes, for one. And also, I can't do anything to you guys for the fact that
that's right. We have something on you. We could call her up and say it.
Dun, dun, dun.
And now we know how to get a ring.
Yeah, but the thing is that she ain't going to answer today.
That's all right. She's over next weekend.
Ring-a-ding.
She's there anytime during the week when we pre-record it in one of our many studios.
Ooh.
Puppert. That's right. Today isn't live. We're actually doing it. We're actually playing a tape. So none of this is real.
Nope, it's not.
Wow.
What?
It's definitely true.
It is true. Man, it's hot.
I'm opening the window.
It's so hot in here. It's like hotter than my butt.
You're hotter than
wow. I'll play this while you're walking to the window.
Fire.
Colby is now undoing the curtains. The Iron Curtains?
The Iron Curtains.
Is that opening the window or trying? I'm sure the lighting in here changed really weirdly.
It seems brighter.
Here's the intro.
Yes!
Fuck, man. Did you hear that resonance at the end? That's pretty impressive. Sorry, that's just the best song ever made. Okay. Alright, so anyway, I was pantsless.
What?
Alright.
And we
then.
Called Matt's school to do it. So what else can we talk
Did
about
you?
With Matthew? Something funny? Something funny with the word do
you,
it?
Yes.
Let's take our show down to middle school humor here. Go ahead and do it.
Good job. Bravo. Bravo.
We have to bleep that out.
He just felt
Ryan,
AMW
Colby, Ryan.
All over.
Ryan. It's running towards
the... Oh, my God! Okay, we need to tell people what happened. He spilled A&W, and he tried to stop it with a towel, and then he threw it at Matt's face. And it got all over his face, and now Matt's face is stickier than usual.
Ew.
Wow.
Yeah.
Lies of Satan.
I love how Colby said the S word on the show.
I said the N, S.
That's it.
The F.
Hey, you haven't said
I haven't
that
cussed yet. Today.
Nope.
On the show.
Well, both
today,
instances
on the
were
show,
needed.
The last 5 minutes. The last seconds. Last few seconds.
I don't like these.
Sunglasses. Now you don't like them.
I'm done.
Now there's sun in the room, and now you're not wearing your sunglasses.
What the shice is
that? Oh, yes. Sorry, I had crap in my mouth.
Wow.
Wendy, is there anything you want to talk about?
Not really.
I feel like you haven't been on the show at all.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird.
Tommy, are you touching a wire?
Nope.
It's Whitney. But you weren't even moving.
Is it now?
Do you hear that? I think it's you. You're incredible gay.
No, I'm not playing.
You are incredible gay.
He's not
jump rope with my mic cord or anything.
Exactly. You said mic horn. Winnie, is there anything you want to talk about?
Not really.
Why not? There's nothing exciting that happened to you all week. The last 7 days.
Besides seeing you guys 4 out of the 5, 6 days.
Any stories you want to tell from those days?
Not really. You've covered them all, basically. Dude, my life sucks.
It happens.
What are you going to do tonight, Winnie?
Possibly go watch a movie with a friend.
What movie?
We don't know.
What friend?
Maggie from my school.
Do I know her?
No.
Is she hot?
She's cute.
Will she show you your
She's an Irish. She's an Irish hottie.
Does she drink like an Irish woman?
Sometimes.
What a racist. What a racist.
You're the one who's racist.
The only one who should be able to drink are these people. Colby.
Seth, that music is going to get old really fast.
Really?
It's already old.
Fine, all right, I'll play the
wait
music.
Wait a minute.
Okay.
What?
Seth twittered, what the hell is this URL?
That's a URL that comes to our show.
tinyurl.com/3hgtjc.
Yeah.
Wow.
What's wrong with that?
That's stupid. I hate you, dude.
It's time for Pope talk.
Why? I thought it was time for Matthew talk.
Did you know that when the Pope gets off the plane, he kisses the ground? Did you know that?
Yeah.
Yeah? Why does he do that?
Dipty.
Pope.
Because he's awesome.
Facts.
Because what?
I said because he's awesome. Open your ears.
Interesting.
Whitney.
Bitch.
Pope facts.
I know.
You know who the first Pope was?
No.
Pope. You know who it was?
Peter.
That's right. Congratulations.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
You know who the
Peter.
Second one was?
No.
Saint Linus.
I thought you were about to say Satan.
Yeah, Satan was the second pope. He goes, Pope Peter, Pope Satan, and Pope Celtus. No way. The third pope is Pope Cletus. Who is Pope Cletus?
Pope Cletus.
I have no clue.
Pope Cletus. Do you have the banjo music on this thing? You don't have banjo music on here, do you?
Yeah,
I do.
Where's it at? I'm looking. I see Exorcist.
It's right, like, in this area.
It's in this area.
That one.
Well, that's the Borat. That's a Bonanza. That's not banjo.
It is.
I need banjo
Keep
music.
Keep playing it.
It goes na 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 na.
Yeah, that's banjo.
No, Seth wants a, you know, the
near 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 near
near. Wow. Well, I think you guys made up for not having it.
Here, we'll just play this instead. Here we go. Wow. Crap, I loaded it to the thing. I don't know where it went.
Oh, damn.
I am retarded. Here we go. What the heck was that? Okay, well, the music isn't working. That music works. That music doesn't. I am Pope Cletus. There. That's all I could do. And with the amount of time I had given.
Wow.
Let's just read some of these Pope names. Tell me if you've heard of any of these popes or anything they've done. St. Peter, St. Linus, St. Cletus, St. Clement the First, St. Evaristus, Alexander the First, Sixtus the First, Telesosaurus. Some weird popes. Hyginus, Pius, Inicus, Soter, Eleuthrius, Victor, and then Hippopotamus Saint. Seriously, Hippolytus. Hippolypus. Hippolyptus. There's Saint Urban. Saint Urban the First, yo. He was the Black Pope.
Dude, why are we reading Pope names?
Because we're going to read Jew names in the next break. Paul. Stevie. Harvey. Joel.
Let's play
Wow.
That thing.
What thing? How many popes have there been, Colby?
I don't know.
Guess how many popes there
135.
Been.
135.
A lot more than that.
316.
No, less.
301.
Less.
252.
Up.
283.
Less.
270.
Down.
268.
Down.
264. Four.
Up.
266.
Down.
265.
Yes! You've won the prize!
What's my $50? Okay.
Sorry. Friends, family, co-workers, and of the staff of the Colby and Colton Show are not allowed to
win
prizes.
Darn you.
But Pope Paul II was the Pope for almost 30 years, Colby.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm sorry. I don't know how long this bastard lived.
Nice.
Pope Paul I was in 1978, and then Pope John Paul II. Pope John Paul I and Pope John Paul II both were in the same year. What's with all the weird popes? Everybody go to popechart.com right now.
Pope Chart.
Because this is an amazing, let's see,
I have a question. Why is
interesting facts.
When a person becomes Pope, they change his name?
I don't know.
I'm not that into the Catholic Church.
Of the 265 popes, 263, to be exact, of Pope Benedict IX during the dreadful medieval fights between the popes and anti-popes, was elected three times. 205 were Italians, of whom 106 were Romans, and 57 foreigners, comprised of 19 Frenchmen, 14 Greeks, 8 Syrians, 6 Germans, 3 Africans. Hey, they had 3 black popes. 2 Spaniards, 1 Austrian, 1 Palestinian, 1 Englishman, 1 Dutchman, and 1 Pole. There's a Pole Pope.
So disgusting.
There's none from America. That's sad.
It's because America didn't exist.
This is stupid.
You don't like popes now?
No.
You're going to go straight to hell because of the Pope.
I don't care. Let's
Colby's gotten into a bad mood.
Stupid Pope.
Fine.
Stuff.
We're going to search this right now. Jew facts.
Yeah, because that's not distracting at all.
It's all right. We need to go to break anyway.
I'm going to... Okay, can you go to a break now?
Why?
Because it would probably be the perfect time to go to a break, idiot.
We just got an email. Okay.
From who?
The subject is the Black Pope, which we've been discussing.
Oh, Lord.
The Black Pope is rumored to be the high priest of the Church of Satan.
Good job, Whitney.
So thanks a lot, Whitney. Thanks
Good
a lot.
Good job, Whitney.
This is the Seth and Colby Show. DEWOH.com. Duo.com.
listen to the radio, duo.com. This is the Seth and Colby Show.
Uh-oh. It's no big deal. It's probably not even quicksand. I'm going to have a good laugh about this tonight with the guys. Well, this is just perfect. Stupid quicksand. Stupid jungle. I want to bite someone in the face. Mother 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 stop. That stupid jungle. Are you there, God? It's me, Giraffe. Listen, if you would just give me a mulligan on this quicksand thing, I promise, no more peeing on your shorter creatures. What, do you get a deal? Something? I'm cool with this. I bet heaven has all the tender leaves I can eat, and everyone gets their own Slurpee machine. Yeah, take me, sweet death. I await your loving embrace. What? I think I hit the bottom.
You can call Seth and Colby every Saturday from 1 to 3 o'clock Central Standard Time at 1-316-665-7338. You can email Seth and Colby anytime from anywhere in the world. SethandColby@duo.com.
Alrighty! Welcome back to the show, everybody!
Welcome!
Sorry about the end of that last break there. Colby had some family come in, and so we were all kind of like, what should we say? So, we apologize for the kind of the dead air, but thanks a lot for the email there.
Yes.
I believe your name is Reyes.
Reyes?
I don't know how to pronounce your last name.
Anyways, I'm glad that we now have that information of what the Black Pope really is.
Mm-hmm. Dun dun dun.
Right. Now we're going to Jufax.
Oh my God, dude.
What?
Drop the Jews and the popes and all the other stuff.
That's what's important. That's what's on everybody's mind today.
No, it's
are
not.
Are we making fun of like all the religious groups or something there today?
What are you doing standing up with a lighter?
He's taking apart the damn mic stand because, you know, he's an artard and you tell him every time don't do it, but he does it because
exactly.
He's stupid.
And I can't sit down because his foot's in the way and I would sit on his foot.
No, it's not in the way.
It's more in the way.
Oh,
my foot is now all the way onto his chair.
You want to know how I can make him sit down really fast?
How?
Doing this.
Thank you for calling.
Matthew's acting really badass right now.
If you are calling using a touch tone phone and know your party's extension number, you may dial it.
Oh, really?
During this message, for a directory of names, press 1. For departmental directory.
Good job saying the F word and the S word there.
I didn't say the F word.
Please stay on the
line.
You
did. No, I was like, I didn't say it all.
Oh.
Please enter the first three letters of the person's last name. For Q. You may enter the extension at any time.
Yeah.
Kristen Canis, extension 27124. 5-7-2-0-3. Paige Ben Ross.
7-1-2-4.
He broke my foot.
Tell me the extension. I'll make sure you got
He's
it right.
He's such a fan.
Oh, I got it right. I just got it from the directory.
Poor Colby.
And it's ringing.
You squished between a metal fat ass and a metal chair.
Matthew's ass is metal now?
Yes.
Because he broke his foot.
Why didn't
it's hard
that?
As rock.
No one's going to answer anyway.
Dial hard, 1 hard. For Curry Allen. Dial 2 for Kristen Tanis.
Hi, this is Curie. Since you can't reach me, just leave a message.
You got Curie, idiot.
Yeah, I meant to.
When you're finished, hang up or stay on the line for further options.
That girl's gonna kill me tonight.
Hello!
Matt one.
Wow!
Oh, Lord.
sadly have to dump that. So, Colby said something very naughty.
Can I even say that?
No, you can't.
No!
Colby, you look so badass. Lay it back in your chair, just lounging with your sunglasses on, saying words you can't actually say on the radio. Colby is like the greasy guy. Wow. Colby is like the Han Solo of our show. Doesn't even sound like I'm on the
Han
air
Solo
right
is pretty hot in Star Wars, I do have to say.
Did you just call Colby hot?
Yes, I did.
I am hot.
Colby is hot.
Well, I can't deny it when you're looking at me like that. Meaning, I can't deny it because I think he'll kill me because of the way he's looking at me. No, I can't deny it because he's looking at me like he's sexy.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm sure the way everybody took it the first time.
Yeah.
Which is just PJ.
Oh, my. Okay.
All right, it's time to make Matthew eat pudding with his hands.
I haven't seen the paper in a while.
Since we talked to Lucas, we'd always watch it live. Let's tell the story about how Lucas said you were violent. I was just over. It's just a short story because it's just a passing comment. Because we were talking about how we went to the mall on whatever day it was, Tuesday or
Monday.
Wednesday, Monday, whenever. And I poked Whitney in the neck. I just went boom.
No. That was Tuesday, I think.
Okay.
Was it?
Well, whenever it was, I poked her in the neck.
I couldn't
said, I'm
breathe.
Gonna kill you.
So it was lab exhaust.
I poked her in the neck. And I was like, I poked her too hard because I did it on accident. Like, I poked her really hard on accident.
What happens? I was taking in a breath. I was going, and then I hear jab.
Wow.
I'm just like, what the hell just happened? And so I'm laughing and I can't breathe at
and
the
so,
same time.
And so to pay me back, I guess, Colby, like, judo chops my neck. He goes, like, ah! And it hurt like a mother effer.
Good job, Colby.
Seriously. So we're laughing.
I was laughing. I was like,
ha, ha, judo chop! That's exactly what he did.
Holy crap.
I think we pissed off Sarah too. She's like, all right, I'm done. We're trying to leave.
She pissed her off. That store just sucks. My head is itching too bad.
Yeah, and then Colby, did you judo chop my neck next? Yeah, and then
Colby was like judo chopping everybody.
Holy crap.
And so we went to
so
Lucas's
funny.
House that night.
That was a horrible one because my hand was like limp.
Like didn't have a neck. Also didn't have a neck.
All right, anyways, move on.
So we went to
we dropped Colby off and then
that's
we went
right.
to Sarah's house.
I lost my train of thought because I was thinking about Matthew's necklessness. And I hiccuped and burped at the same time. And then I just did it again. Okay, so we went to Sarah's house to pick up her car, and Lucas was there. And we told him the story about how Colby judo chopped us, and he goes, don't you think that Colby is super violent? And I'm like, I don't think so. I've, like, come out with a knife before. He's like, yeah, but he's really violent.
What a bitch.
I thought that was amazing.
Lucas, suck it.
Lucas is even watching live right now.
We have three now. Two people left us.
That's because of your face.
It's because of me cussing like a mofo.
That's probably what it was. Yes. All right, so let's see. What other prep do we have? Oh, Colby skipped school on Monday, the day that I was sick like a hoe, and then stole a pulley the next day.
That was awesome.
Yeah, any stories from that?
No. Just pretty much came home. I was like, Mom, can I stay home? She's like, no, we'll do it either Wednesday or Friday. I was like, come on. And she's like, all right. So I stayed home, I slept, and then that's pretty much it. Wow. All I did was sleep.
Wow.
Yeah.
What happens?
Badass.
Yep.
Okay. I'm badass.
Okay.
Super badass.
Well, what a jackass.
We'll just play this.
No, it's Jekyll.
Seth, what? This should be the
you're
last
just,
show you are allowed to play
Colby
this
off
crap.
More and more you play it. He's getting in such a bad mood each time you play this song.
Colby's gonna like chuck his mic at you.
Quit looking at me with your sunglasses on. Stop it. Turn. Stop it. Do not raise your eyebrows. Don't do that.
Colby, where's
I can't do the rock eye anymore. I used to be able... You know how the rock does like that one eyebrow? See, I got it.
Yeah. My dad and my brother can do it.
I'm glad we don't super do it.
Super
bad. Do it with your glasses on.
Son of a beach.
Do it with your glasses on.
It looks just gay.
Yes. Yes.
No. You know yes, what he reminds me of is...
A bad ice.
Yeah, that. And then Reno 911, the director of it. He's got the mustache.
Yes.
And stuff. Yes, wow. That's what he reminds me of right now.
I watched
like a
Reno.
Sleazy porno guy.
I love that show.
I watched that movie
I've never seen it.
An hour before the show.
I haven't seen that movie.
The first one?
In there.
You mean the movie or the TV show?
Movie.
The movie has lots of boobs in it. Was Monday also the day you ate pudding with your hand?
Yeah, because that's when I went shopping.
Why don't you tell that story?
Yeah, why did you eat pudding?
I don't know. I was born.
Yeah.
Because I haven't had pudding in like 3 years. Okay?
Really?
Yeah,
that's sad. Because pudding's amazing.
And I love pudding. Yeah, so then I was like, I want pudding. So I grabbed it. And then we got to the car. And it's like, I want something on the ride home. So I grabbed the pudding and just started eating it with my hands.
Nice.
I'm sorry. That's really childish. But I don't care because I was hungry for pudding.
That's right. And now we're going to make Matthew eat pudding with his hands.
I was wanting some pudding.
It's go time, Matthew.
In and around my mouth.
And see, I really don't have an option.
No, you don't.
So just hurry up and do it and stop talking.
Yeah, shut your mouth,
bitch. Let me see your ring.
You can hold all the stuff.
No, we can't touch his ring because I tried to grab it with some scissors. With scissors.
Put it down your pants.
Can I throw it out the window?
Please don't. Seriously.
It's heavy.
Matthew's now standing. What happened to the pudding cup?
I think he put it in the fridge or something.
Matthew made it so the pudding was very cold.
I've seen this ring. I should throw it out the window.
All right, Matthew's getting the pudding.
Hey, look up Bible verses.
Hold on, we're doing the pudding bit right
now.
Sorry,
look them up, because we have to find out what Romans...
Romans 8:28, for we know all things work together for good, to them that love God, to them that are called according to his purpose.
Okay, I'm going to throw it out the window.
What would be wrong of throwing it out the window if all things work out according to God?
His hands are really sweaty.
Yes, he's going to put them in pudding. It's going to be the sexiest thing ever.
I hate
Come
when
on,
people blackmail me.
We're not blackmailing you, this is for the show.
No, this is if I don't do it, I know what's going to happen.
Yeah, but that's not blackmail. That's just a punishment. All right, here we go. Matthew's now opening
up
the pudding.
Kill somebody.
We need to mic his pudding, his hand going at the pudding. We need to hear the... Here, I need to put it up. I'm going to hear this. All right.
Ain't gonna work.
Whitney, you mic this. Colby, you can talk.
All right.
All right. Whitney, get the noise of the hand going into the pudding. Get it as close as you can.
Here. This is
going
to be really nasty because I can't stand
move his mic
the taste
out.
Of strawberries.
Move his mic out of the way.
Yeah!
All right, here we go.
Yuck!
No, Colby can do it. Colby's got it. All right, make sure you get it up to his mouth, too, when he's slurping it. He's got his finger in the pudding.
Yuck! That's nasty.
More? You got to eat the whole thing of pudding. You gotta get it all.
And then you have
I cannot stand the taste of strawberries, I'm gonna hurl.
Oh! Oh, it's on his costume. We're gonna have a pudding fight now.
Uh-oh.
Here. I'll just hold this hostage. Matthew.
I'll eat it. I just said
Matthew.
I'm warning you. I might just hurl because I cannot stand it.
That's alright. If you hurl, that's better radio.
No, it's not in my room.
Because he'll projectile in my direction.
No,
and
we'll make him clean it up, Colby. Don't worry. Kobe got pudding on his butt. Matthew, you don't need to wipe your fingers off every single time, or we're going to be here a long time while you're eating pudding. Just take your shirt off. Just get naked and take your shirt off.
Get naked.
And then smear the pudding all over your breasts and let me lick it.
Wow.
Hurry up.
I walked in on the wrong note.
She did. All right. Kobe, mic up his pudding again. Here we go. Pudding with his hand. Stick his hand. Rip the lid off again. Here we go. Make sure we get the loud noise of the thing going in there. Here we go.
I swear to God, Matthew, if you flick this on me in any way, shape, or form, I will kill you.
Matthew doesn't like strawberries. It's all right. Just do what you need to do, and we'll fill time while you're in between eating pudding.
Hold on.
Okay.
Fill time.
Okay.
Give me the pudding.
He's geeking the pudding now.
You better not be pouring it on me.
I'm not pouring it on you.
He's going to scoop the strawberries up top, probably. And for that, we need this.
If didn't kill me, your germs aren't going to kill me, trust me.
He just randomly has a spoon in his room. What does he use that spoon for at night? No one knows.
Right, that makes you feel... Yeah, gosh.
All right, here we go.
Yum, yum, yum.
Now he's... Hold on, Matthew. You got to wait for the noise. Here we go.
Yeah. Do you want me to put it in my mouth? Or not?
Yes.
Hold it to the side of his mouth, Colby. That way we can get the chewing.
You're chewing? You chew pudding, Seth?
Yes, I do. You got a problem with that?
It's all
over my chair. Stupid pudding. Stupid Matthew.
Doesn't that pudding remind you of something else that's white and chunky that you like to eat?
All right, that went too far.
Oh, God.
It's all over my clothes.
Oh, poor Colby.
I don't care. Do it.
I will.
Come on.
Be funny for the show.
Matthew, you're not done.
Come on.
It's kind of hard after that nasty, sick comment.
Yes, eat the semen. Do it. Stick your tongue in there and go.
Can I say pubes?
Colby, you have my permission to throw this out the window.
Oh.
You better eat the pudding and never throw something at me again.
I'll throw stuff at you again.
Then I'm going to throw your sword out the window.
I will kill you.
Will you? Will you kill me with your sword out the window? Because we all know that I can undress you.
I'll never forget.
He's eating that pudding.
Speaking of which.
Then I'll kill you naked.
All right, one time.
That sounds hot.
I stole Seth's phone and put it in my pocket. He's like, do you not think I'm going to go in there? And so after it, he's like, you know what's funny? You're stronger than Matthew.
Yes.
And it was pretty great.
Really?
Like an Oompa Loompa.
Yep.
Do you resent your children? Maybe.
He just talked to himself. I don't think that's clean enough, Matthew.
It is, dude.
Nope, there's a little bit down there in the corner still. Get that pudding. Eat it. Eat it. Nope, there's still some stuff on the side. Cup.
Just scrape your finger all across the sides and keep licking until it's clean.
I want to hear a loud suck. I want to hear a loud one.
You need to isolate that one.
I'm the only one allowed to say isolate that.
No.
Yes, I'm not allowed to be isolated.
No.
Matt, you're not allowed to wash your hands.
Can
you want me to get the mics all sticky?
Yes, that's what it takes for you to keep putting it on your head for the next hour.
Ew.
He's leaving anyway. All right, who
what
knows what we'll
bitch.
Do while he's gone.
Sword.
You know what I find...
Give me the sword. Give me the sword now. Out the window, run!
Here, take the sword.
Out the window.
He's going to wait for you. Matthew's not coming after him.
No.
Dude!
I'm afraid of God, you really didn't throw that sword.
Oh, it's gone.
Sword's out the window.
And it's broken half.
It better not be. That's a $100 sword.
Oh, no, it's not.
It's out the window.
Not anymore. Matthew's now cleaning.
Or is it in the gutter?
Matthew's now cleaning the
you
area.
You didn't even clean the mic off right.
Now it smells like burning.
Let's
stuff.
Just listen to this right now. Here we go.
What? Yeah, I do.
Listen.
Something's burning.
You know why? It's because that crap's on the mic and stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Because there's stuff on the mic, it's making the room smell like
yes.
smoke?
Yes.
Wow, it really does.
No, seriously, it smells like burnt cherries or something.
That's what it is. Burnt cherries.
What is that smell?
I don't know. None of our listeners can smell it either, so who cares? All right, let's see here. What else do we have to talk about? Oh, we can talk about how we don't have invitations done, me and Sarah.
Badass.
Procrastinator. Bad procrastinator.
The wedding's on the 23rd of May.
I know.
It's like April 19th. And we don't even have the people that we're going to send them to completely done yet.
You people need to get that done.
Yeah, I'll do it tomorrow, maybe.
Staring intensely
maybe.
At Seth.
You know what will happen? You know what will happen, Colby? This is what will happen. It'll be 2 weeks. 2 weeks before the wedding, and the invitations probably still won't have been sent out. And they'll go, well, we're just going to call people and invite them
that won't happen. Sarah will kill me if we don't get them out this week. She will literally grab me by my cojones and rip.
That, yeah, wow. I could picture that happening.
Put her back on.
Which would be really
bitch.
Sad for you.
You know what noise I'll make? Wow, it's really sad that I can't read from this far away from the monitor. Yeah!
You cannot read from that far away.
Nope.
That's really not good.
That's the sounds of our wedding night.
Wow.
Matthew, put your puffer back on.
It's so disturbing.
Okay.
Should be on now.
Matthew, why did you not shut the door?
I don't know. Because I didn't feel like...
You gotta do it.
Such a weird...
Did it with his foot. Because his arm is just too short. Because
he's a badass.
You know my brother calls me T-Rex arms? Because I have short arms.
I made up that term. You tell him to shut it.
No, because he'll make fun of me. Like,
did he ever mention us calling him last
week? Yes.
What did he say?
He goes, who called me at work? He goes, was it Seth? And I said, yes. And he goes, man, this is from you suck at guitar.
Did you tell him the story behind it? How you said that he sucked?
No.
call him and tell him the truth.
I don't even know where he's at.
Well, I'll know where he's at. Prostitutes are us.
Wow.
Actually, I don't have his phone number, so I can't call him.
Shucks.
Yes, Matthew. Okay. You're on. You're just...
All right, well, what are we going to do for the remaining 38 minutes of the show?
Only 38?
Yep.
Sweet. Well...
You're sweet.
Thank you. Well, if there's anything to talk about, anybody has anything to talk about, we could talk about it now.
Well, I don't.
You know, hoping that at least one person would have something to say. No, maybe.
No, that's interesting.
Yeah.
This is so... Let's do something.
Hold on. Someone just sent us an email, so now I have a reason to read this.
What is it?
Here we go. Random facts about Jews, according to Mel Gibson. Jews don't believe in Christmas.
Yep.
Jews gave our founding fathers the whole slavery idea.
What?
These are a little racist.
I was going to say.
Who are the ones who made it so hot? Jews are the ones who made it so hot outside.
Wow.
Thanks a lot, Jews! Jews love Freddie Prinze Jr. movies, which is why they keep making them. Jews share religious beliefs similar to those of the Madonna. I don't understand that one.
I don't really either.
Jews killed all the unicorns, which is why you don't see them much these days.
What?
Colby, please stop staring at me. With your sunglasses on, it's creeping me out.
No.
Jews
I
believe
refrained.
In... Jews came up with the
that
idea
that might have been five times.
Right? Jews invented the bad stand-up comedy
five
of Colby.
Times.
Jews left all those mean comments about Paris Hilton on TMZ.
That's really funny.
Jews are the ones who put the snakes on a plane. Jews don't enjoy rainbows. Jews never won a single episode of American Gladiators. Jews don't shop as Walmart as much as they should. Okay, these are getting kind of lame towards the end. Jews don't hug.
Wow.
Jews are to blame for all those stupid Adam Sandler songs.
That is really not nice. Those are funny songs.
Yes, they are.
Jews don't even bother to vote for their favorite American Idol.
What?
This is retarded facts.
These aren't even facts. This is somebody being a...
Hey.
Oh, yeah, I should say that. I'm sorry. These are retarded goof
Jews only
facts.
Print the Torah on unrecycled paper.
This sounds like something off South Park.
Jews only have... Like, Jews all have the bird flu.
Jews.
Yeah, nice.
Jews only accept MySpace friend requests from crappy bands.
Winnie.
What?
Who's the guy who hates Jews on South Park?
There are a few good ones on there. Cartman. Jews made Lance Bass gay.
Sounds like something Cartman would come up with.
Jews made the dude cut off Braveheart's wang at the end of the movie.
What
the hell was that?
Yeah.
Crack.
Okay, well, thanks to Kate who sent that in to us.
Who?
Some of them were good. I don't know her personally. Let me go to her house and...
Just wondered the name.
Whoa,
Kate. Crap. I said her name is Kate. You didn't even say it. Was it
Kate?
You
just got a wonderful offer.
Oh, I thought it was Whitney that said that. That's why I turned it.
Said what?
To her. What?
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 Did
what?
I say?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Right. Okay.
Right. Sure. Definitely.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
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 Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
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 Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're saying at the same time now. Doesn't work.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
Yep.
This is the Seth and Colby Show.
Yeah.
Changing the way you listen to the radio. Duo.com. Thank you. WOH.com. This is the Seth and Colby Show.
And so what have we learned through this ordeal? The internet went away. It came back. But for how long, we do not know. We cannot take the internet for granted any longer. We as a country must stop overlogging on. We must use the internet only when we need it. It's easy for us to think we can just use up all the internet we want. But if we don't treat the internet with the respect that it deserves, it could one day be gone forever. So let us learn to live with the internet, not for it. No more browsing for no apparent reason. No more mindlessly surfing on our laptops while watching television. And finally, we must learn to only use the internet for porn twice a day. Max.
Matthew's in a costume today. Isn't that gay? The Seth and Colby Show.
Didn't expect that one, did you, Matthew? Thank you, Charles, for that. Amazing liner.
That was hilarious.
The next one's about Whitney.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right, Whitney. Wow. Okay. Well, I completely forgot that I had a game plan for today, and I also completely forgot we're supposed to be announcing the contest.
Oh, yeah, that would be smart.
So let me talk about the contest first before we get to the game. The contest is we're going to say a word next week. And if you hear that word and you're the first person to call in and say the word, you're going to get $50. So you got to listen closely to next week's show for us to say this
closely,
word.
Listen closely, watch live.
We're only going to say it one time.
Live.southerncolby.com.
We're only going to say it one time. Live.southerncolby.com. The word is pudding.
So great word, depending on the content of the show.
Like Matt's pants pudding is not good context. Now no one's going to listen. Anyway, if you hear us say pudding next week,
you're the first to call in.
And you're the first to call in, 1-316-665-7338, you will win $50. So be sure to listen live next week.
Who doesn't want $50, you know?
Right. I don't want $50.
Except maybe Bill Gates.
Yeah, that's probably true. He doesn't want $50. He has enough money. I want $50. So if you don't call in, I'm going to take the money. And so that's that. So we got a new game that we're going to do. It's called Radio Rehab. And I invented it when I was really bored at work, so hopefully it'll be good. It has an interesting premise.
Aren't you always really bored at work?
Pretty much. So, and you know, what I just remembered is, you know what the perfect music for this is? No, we're not going to play that, because Colby hates it. But anyway, so Radio Rehab, we do seriously need music for this, though.
Play the... Oh, no, you can't.
I can play 45 seconds of it.
Yeah, well, that's not enough.
Yeah, and it's not really... Just because they say rehab doesn't mean it's good. I don't know what to play. You know, maybe we should play something like by the Beatles, because they're all on weed.
Okay.
And then they need to go to rehab, except they're all dead, so that's kind of morbid.
I watched Walk Hard. That was so funny. The scene with the Beatles.
Yes, it was. We'll just play this. Radio Rehab, everybody. Because Jews invented rehab.
Okay.
What?
Okay. Holy crap, my ass!
What did you do, Seth?
I might have just kicked the trash can over.
Bravo, Seth. Great. Bravo.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did. What a loser.
Pick it up.
Smooth move, X-Lax.
I don't think anything spilled. Yes. So I think we're okay.
X-Lax. It's a poop medicine.
A
makes
poop
you
medicine.
Oh, smooth.
I picked it up.
That's awesome.
Anyway. Radio Rehab.
Wow.
Radio Rehab is
Lay
this.
The Jews! Thank you.
We are going to, every week, pick someone from the show. It's going to be me, or Colby, or Whitney, or Matt, or a special guest if Monday's Matt's not here. And what we're going to do is we're going to ask them one thing that they like to do a lot. And me and Colby, and maybe Matt if he wants to participate, are going to try to talk that person out of what they like. Convince them it's evil and that they shouldn't do it anymore. And really, if we win, we get a pat on the back, and if we lose, we don't convince her that it's bad. Today's choice is obviously Whitney. Whitney, what did you select that we are going to convince you that's bad? What do you enjoy doing a lot?
I enjoy making fun of Matthew.
Oh my god.
A lot.
Wow, this is gonna be damn hard.
This is not possible.
No, it is.
Is it?
Yes.
Right. Is it?
We have a challenge, everyone.
Dun, dun, dun.
I'm going to let you two tackle this one.
Yeah! All right, I need music for this, though. Let's see, good music. What's going to be good music for this?
You know, what's funny is that I let Matthew pick out which activity I should do. He picked out something else, and I decided to go against
him. Well, he's
him.
Smart, because this one's going to be hard for us to do. Yeah. Okay, here we go. Winnie, you should stop making fun of Matthew, because everything you say about him is a lie.
Really?
Yes. Oh. Like, the fact that he's not dumb.
The fact that he's not in uniform at all.
Oh, yeah.
And it hurts his feelings, Winnie. He goes home and he cries every night, and he cuts himself.
Does he black his eyes as well?
Yes, he does, and he listens to My Chemical Romance.
Hey, how dare you blaspheme My Chemical Romance?
He goes home and he's very sad, and he has no friends at Tabor except for Tannis, who he loves.
Yeah.
All right, you win! Colby, you got anything? You got any reasons why she shouldn't make fun of that? I tried to guilt trip her.
Secretly has a crush on her.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because that's it.
Yeah. That's right. You only make fun of Matthew because you love him.
Yeah, you're back in second grade.
You want
grade.
To be with
okay,
him.
Okay.
You're really mean to
you
the guys.
Want to have
if that's
sex
true,
with him.
Then you've had a huge man-love relationship
gonna,
with Matthew
I'm not gonna deny that.
Forever.
I almost...
And Colby as well,
course,
who's
yes,
been
the truth.
To this. Yeah.
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 I love okay. Matthew with my whole
You're not
heart
helping your
soul.
Own case right now.
Oh, I'm not?
Yeah, you should really listen to your lawyer and not speak.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Here's Whitney and Matthew. Whitney, this is what happens when you talk to Matthew. You're going to end up taking off your shirt.
He's what?
Gonna
be,
and he's going to go, what are those?
No, no.
You guys.
You know why
now.
It's funny?
You're going to take off your pants.
It's funny.
And you're gonna go,
you, no.
I thought
no,
mine
no.
was
listen,
small.
Listen, listen. You know what's funny?
I'm glad no one heard that.
Yeah,
it's
I heard
true,
that.
And yes, I heard that too. But I didn't want to comment on it.
He's too bad. Talk. You know something's bad when Colby doesn't even acknowledge it.
Yeah.
He
yeah.
just told a girl that Matthew wants his D, her D.
Yeah. Yeah, he did.
It's very bad.
So anyway, you're trying to convince me. What was you saying, Colby?
That you love Matthew.
No, I don't.
That's a lie.
No, it is not.
I'm a human lie detector.
This is one interesting game there.
What did you just say?
I am a human lie detector and you are lying.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Because I can actually detect when people are lying.
Oh, really?
You are lying.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Not going to do that again.
Yeah.
We're not taking a break again.
I win.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I won the last time.
Yeah, so I win this time.
No,
yeah, I do.
No,
same time. What are you guys talking
about? Yeah.
I would.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're funny.
I win. I win.
Bitch!
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah? All of them were muted. Yeah. I win. Yeah. Get away! Holy crap, I'm sorry! Ah! Ah!
Oh my god, Winnie, great being sad. Winnie, don't do that.
It's inappropriate.
I win.
Yeah. Fine, you win. But I'm gonna do this for
you. You know what that reminded me of?
What?
Wow.
Nothing happened. Just don't acknowledge all right, it.
The last, what to read. Yeah. Or no, not what to read. Where it's at.
Yeah, what about it?
That
oh, when he raped me?
Yeah.
Yes.
And then he goes by the camera and is like, I win. Always.
Wow.
Yeah? Okay.
Alright.
So we have like...
Well, that game lasted, what, 2 minutes?
Well, it's because she picked a crappy topic.
Oh, whatever. You just suck at not convincing me.
Yeah, what happened to your awesome powers of persuasion,
What
Seth?
Are you doing to me?
Nothing.
What is she doing
Nothing.
To me?
To do anything.
Give me the headphones so I can listen.
No, you don't need to hear.
Yeah.
No.
I will rape you again.
No, no.
I will rape your ass.
Oh, sorry.
What did you do to me?
Didn't do nothing.
Do it!
You sound fine.
Damn it.
You sound like normal.
I will rape your ass.
You sound like normal.
No.
Yes.
You did something.
I didn't do a thing.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't. I promise. Look, it's fine. Just put, get the back phone. Mm-hmm. Get the headphones back to Colby.
No.
You don't need it.
Yeah, I do.
No, it's the same thing I did to you. I'll do to Matthew this time. It won't matter, though, because Matthew doesn't talk on his microphone.
What?
Matthew's
no!
Matthew's texting during the show now.
He'll kill you.
Who?
Matthew is.
I was, too. I said, just had to tell this girl that I was doing the show.
I said Matthew was texting.
And I because
Matthew's
was
gay.
Too.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Who are you texting, Matthew?
Wow. Can I
thanks,
stab
Matthew.
Him?
Thank you.
Ray.
What are you doing? Who are you texting?
Ray.
Who's that?
His Rachel. Lover.
Ray?
Rachel.
Oh, so you call
her
a
Ray?
Man nickname?
Yeah.
You call her a man
everybody
nickname?
Calls her.
Everybody. I wouldn't call her Ray.
I wouldn't either.
Chris and Gary and Josh.
Does anyone else find it surprising that Matthew's trying to surround himself with men?
Yeah, but it's women. Sorry. I find it funny.
Sorry, I'm kind of...
Everybody is on their phone now with me and Whitney.
All right, yep. Hold on. Shut up.
Thanks.
All right, I'm done.
Asses.
Dang it! Kill me! I quit! I am done!
Colby.
What?
Get control of yourself, man.
Yeah, okay.
You know, every single week we talk with these effects.
For at least, I don't know, 5 minutes or so.
Yes.
Sweet. I'm just going to put Colby on.
Colby's the only one who needs to be on the effect.
Why?
Because you're like the surfer dude.
Awesome. Totally badass.
No, now you sound gay.
All right, you're gay.
Now you sound like a badass.
You're a faggot.
Hobbits.
What did you say?
He said hobbits.
Yep.
Hobbits,
okay,
hobbits,
I thought hobbits, he said hobbits, something
hobbits.
Else.
Hobbits,
like
hobbits,
the C word, not. Oh my god, kill him? Can I kill him?
Thanks for the great show, Matthew.
Go get your gun.
I will later.
Go get your gun right now.
I don't want to do it on the show.
You don't want to shoot him on the show?
No.
Okay.
Yarmulke.
All right. Anyway.
I wish I could speak Jewish.
Kind of true, Seth. I think we just need to end
the show. You can speak Yiddish.
Why do we need to end the show?
Yeah. Bitch.
What's Rachel saying to you?
Suck it.
Nothing. This is like we're like running out of things to talk about.
Really? We're running out of things to talk about because you're on your goddamn phone?
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
What a bitch.
My phone's not damned by God yet.
It's going to be damned by Seth and thrown out the goddamn window.
Can you prove that God damned the window?
Yeah, watch this.
Bro.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. Oh, God. Oh, my God. Holy shit.
Seth is raping Matthew right now. He's trying to search for the phone. He's raping. Matthew is useless. He's just laying there like a slug, not doing anything. Matthew's dying. Seth is killing Matthew. Oh, now he's crushing him. He's crushing Matthew.
He's using Matthew as a trampoline.
He was, yes. I hope he crushed his phone, because that would have been amazing.
Oh, he's crying.
That's because I crushed a few of his ribs.
He's crying.
Now is the fuzz of wall. Damn you!
I just saw my life flash before my eyes.
Oh, did it involve a lot of men?
Yes,
no.
It did.
But it did.
It involved Josh.
Yeah. Hey, why am I off the devil voice?
Sorry, I didn't know you wanted to be on it.
I love the devil voice. Turn me down.
That's because Colby is.
There you go.
Satan.
Colby isn't
like
Satan. I'm Satan.
I wish we could switch him up so we could both be... I could be like the high voice, you could be the devil.
Oh, that'd yeah, that would be cool, wouldn't it?
You okay, there, Seth?
Yeah, baby.
Of course. Oh my.
Whoa.
Gay boys. Hello. Gay boys.
Whitney, you want to be gay, too?
Yeah, I want to be gay.
Okay.
Oh,
now you're gay.
Oh, my God, yes.
We don't need to change Maddie's voice at all.
I want to hear my voice.
Maddie, you can't say that.
That was him.
He did that. He said the a-hole word.
I know. I heard him. He can't say it.
Matthew.
Oops. Oh, well.
Why did you just point?
Shut your dirty tongue.
You just went
it
like...
Was
because he said it. He said it like
Matthew,
the past three shows.
Just shut your dirty, nasty, poopy tongue. Just shut it.
So he can shut his tongue, but I can't shut my mouth hole.
No.
That's how it's going to work.
Yes.
What a bitch.
I know. I am.
I'm a super
Why
bitch.
Do we make the girl the gay guy?
I don't know.
Now she just sounds like a 3-year-old raped girl.
Whoa! Wow.
Yes.
Holy crap.
Super bitch. Of course, that could have been Colby that said that, except that I'm saying that it's
hey,
Colby.
Hey, shut up.
Yeah. My name's Matthew.
Just shut up.
How's everybody doing? I just
Love
said
Josh.
The thing about the raped girl comment.
Because he loves Dakota Fanning.
I do love Dakota Fanning. I love Dakota Fanning so much. Oh, Dakota. Oh, man. I love Dakota Fanning.
And I also love Josh.
I loved her in that rape scene in that one movie.
I don't think I can participate in this show anymore.
I know. I just creep out the entire cast of the show because I'm Matthew.
Oogie.
Wow.
That completely ended
the show.
All what? Right, we're done.
No.
Yes.
No.
We do that all the time.
Exactly.
But it's fun.
No, it's
it
not
fun. It should
be
like a bit on the show.
Yeah, it should be.
Okay, we'll just do this. At the end of the show, every time we'll talk in voices and then turn on Colby's drum machine.
Yes.
And then he'll just go crazy with the drums. It is so damn hot. Here, I'll turn you on, Colby.
And you make your racist comments, too.
No, I'm not racist this episode.
You're a hottie.
So they dedicated like most of this episode to Jews.
I was going to say.
Jews, Catholics.
Yes.
Naggers.
Thank you. All right, we're going to take a break. Come back with the end of the show. It's our last break. Colby's going to play the break music for us. Here we go.
This is the Seth and Colby Show. DEWOH.com. Colby Show.
Whoa, what happened to you? Did you fall into some mud or something?
Yeah, I did. And I'm going to be rich because I'm the only person on Earth who knows where you can find white mud.
I didn't say mud, I said crud. You fall into some crud or something? You can get some water, wipe off that crud.
Come on, Mike, I'm not one of your 8-year-olds that's going to believe that.
Shut up, Steve.
I've gotten a few complaints. Will people watching us live please not stare at Whitney? Thanks. The Seth and Colby Show.
Hello, welcome back. The wow. Final break of the Seth and Colby Show. Matthew's already gotten ready to go. Because he hates us now.
I know.
No.
Rude.
I know. Completely. Who's all at the Renaissance Rude. Fair with you?
See my ass.
Rachel.
My
Chris,
friend's ass.
Jerry.
Seth's ass. Whitney's ass.
Yeah.
The bug in my room's ass.
Yep.
the sheep's ass.
Anything else?
Everyone's ass in the world.
Anything else? Okay. Now, who's really at the Renaissance Fair?
Plus Satan.
Rachel,
Satan
Chris,
or Satan's ass.
And,
Satan.
Okay.
His ass was left behind.
Sorry, are the hosts interrupting? We'll stop.
What?
Go ahead, brother.
Rachel, Chris, Carrie.
Done?
Yes.
Can we talk now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, so he's going with Chris, eh?
We should go.
Yeah.
It's $10 to get in.
$10.
Colby has like $9 million.
I was going to say,
shoot.
It won't be a problem for Colby. He just ate his glasses.
We should seriously get disguises.
I know, that would be awesome.
Go get some disguises and just follow them around and like pinch their butts.
You should.
No,
that'd be really funny.
Pin it on Matthew.
Really wanted to do from
why, talking to your mic? Do that.
I am talking into my damn mic. I hate you.
I know. I know
if you,
you
dare
do.
Play that clip, I'm going to kill you.
Talk in your damn mic!
I'm going to kill you.
No. We need one of you saying that, because Colton doesn't really work out so well.
Yeah, he does.
That is so true, Dick.
Same. I read somewhere that their periods attract
oh my God.
Bears. The bears can smell the menstruation.
I really wanted to,
I love that movie.
What?
Matthew.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Anyways, no, I really wanted to do that, what's the names? From Seth and Brian, you retard people. One's English.
Oh, Clyde
oh.
Winston.
Clyde yeah. Winston.
Hey, this is Clyde.
I can't be one of them.
That's how it's saying. It's underneath your tongue.
Oh, I'm doing this. You're fine.
Is this yours?
This is yours.
I can't remember if I was Clyde or Winston. I was really always Clyde.
You were Clyde.
Because Brian had the monocle and he was Winston.
Yes.
That's right.
He was English and you were retarded.
I haven't done this in a really long time. I remember how hard this is to do now after doing it. Even though this highlighter is about 3 times the size of a regular pin. I almost choked on my tongue, people.
Well, that marker's extremely huge.
I'm starting to drool on my lip. Anyone else notice that I'm starting to drool?
It hasn't shown up
You're
yet.
You're a dork.
Well, I got a story.
Okay.
All right, we had these.
Okay. I say okay like Clyde, it sounds like that.
We had these bonbons that we could buy in Spanish class.
Yo, shake your bonbon, yo.
And I bought some and I was eating.
Hold
I put
what's
too
a bonbon?
Many. They're like these little, you know, mementos?
Yeah.
They're like mementos except strawberry.
Okay.
They were really good. So I put too many in my mouth, and then I was like talking to Chase. I was like, yes.
Nice.
It was so funny.
Like a retard.
Chase was like, oh my God, did anyone else just see that? I was like, shut up.
Shut up. Shut up.
Took a look at
it. It was so funny because it was just like you.
No, it wasn't.
You were just in the middle of a sentence. What?
What the hell is that?
Matthew.
It was Whitney first.
Oh, the Beatles were playing. I must have put my elbow on the clicker because I was like, anyone else hear people like talking in the background?
Nope.
It's a pretty cool ambient sound
well,
effect.
Since, you know, nobody else in this room except you and Colby have headphones, we wouldn't be able to tell.
That's what we heard, Whitney.
I can barely hear that.
You can barely hear
it. Is that better?
Yes.
Oh! F me sideways.
Good job there, Seth.
God, this show has really got downhill at the end here.
Just a little bit.
I'm sorry, it's really hot.
Poor Seth.
I look weird.
And?
Your point?
And I'm not talking into my mic.
Exactly.
And something's crackling again.
Crackle, crackle.
You're crackling on my
crackle.
Ass.
Can you say any sentences? Well, something's crackling again.
Crevasse.
Is it still crackling?
No.
Good.
Is it this?
It could be that. I don't know. There's nothing going on right now. I don't hear anything. No. Oh, I heard something there. So, not doing anything. Not doing
all right, well, we're done. All right.
We're done. Okay. All right.
One more show. That's it.
All
we're
right,
done.
Let's see.
No.
Della
no.
Yes.
Della
no.
sent you a link from funnyjunk.com.
Yeah, I know.
This ought to be retarded.
Yicked me.
Okay. This is a...
Oh, no, no.
This is a cat.
Oh, no, no.
What the hell?
The cat was speaking
English.
Yep.
The cat speaks better than Matthew.
Bull crap.
You know what this break needs to bring the show back up?
What?
That's the last.
It brought it down for me.
It did.
Oh.
You know you like this music.
Yeah, I do.
It did. It's pretty amazing.
It is.
We gotta load that on the cart machine so I can play it every break for every show for the next 1 million years.
Oh God, help us all.
That song will live on even if the Jews don't.
Whoa.
All right.
I'm gonna mess around with the effects.
Okay.
We're going to see what kind of effects you actually have on this thing. Because the only one I've ever seen is this one.
And this one. I gotta go to the bathroom. Take a mic with you. What's this one? This one just.
Oh my god.
Okay, what's this? Oh, no, I'm gonna pick. Okay, it's still echoing on us.
That was so. Thanks.
Welcome to 99 Rock. Here you are.
What a horrible host.
You only have like 7 minutes.
These are really
points. I don't like these at all.
What are?
Oh, I see. Let's go to number one. Oh, I gotta go all the way back.
You need to go all the way back.
Okay. Zero. Mid-sized hall. Number 9 is a church.
Church? Son of a bitch.
Wow.
What?
No, it really sucks, wouldn't
you?
We can't hear any of this.
Can I listen?
No.
Damn
you.
Damn you. Yeah, whatever.
Sound really any different. Hello? It just doesn't.
Okay, this one is called Early Riffle.
What?
And it just makes me sound like I'm talking in a just really weird.
Yeah.
This is kind of a creepy one.
Go yeah, on. Heavens.
Yo, what are you doing over there?
He's getting a demo.
Okay, that's great. Okay.
Oh, she wanted me to finish on the show, so there you go.
Well, I just mentioned that
season.
Dun, dun, dun. Wow.
Okay, ambience, same things.
Ambience.
All right, next one is stadium.
Okay. Oh, it sounds the same.
Oh,
wow. You
I'm so tempted to say curse word. So retarded.
Okay, this one's like a delay now. So now we're on the delay.
All of
Kobe's really here. He's hearing this.
Give him a headphone.
This is kind of weird. Because I say it. You guys hear it because it comes out. But I say it. And then five seconds later, I hear it in my headphones. It's really, really confusing.
Hello. I'm talking to myself.
Yeah, it's kind of...
How you doing today? I asked you first. You're a bitch.
What the hell?
Okay. This one's still all on delay. Guess he needs to get longer.
Yeah. That's odd. Seth, am I on? I don't hear myself. Hey, Seth. Can you hear me? Wow. Hello? Seth? Am I... Oh, that's why.
Wow.
Hello.
What sounds different from this?
Now we're. It sounds like there's more than one of us now.
No, it doesn't.
That's what it's supposed to sound like.
I don't hear it.
It doesn't do a good effect to that. Now let's go on to Flanger.
Flanger chord. I don't hear a thing, dude.
You are listening to K-Rock. K-Rock K-Tard.
Okay, let's see here.
Get on there. Go back.
Sorry, I'm still
He's
there.
Lost his mind.
Did you notice the difference there? I'm a sucker.
Cool.
Yes.
Keep it here.
You sound like bad ass.
Actually, we've come back full circle anyway. Phaser. Meow.
Sucker.
So we come full circle. So now.
We will go back to normal. I'm sorry.
Did we get to end the show in 56 seconds?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. I took up a little more time with that than I thought it was going.
Headspin.
We had to play Headspin.
Headspin.
I don't want to play
Do it.
All right. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Welcome. Come back next week.
That was nice.
Listen to the wood. Listen for the wood, and you can win a prize.
Listen to the word of the week, which is pudding.
Pudding.
When
we say pudding next week, call us 1-316-665-7338, and you can get 50 Muchaco bills.
Muchaco? What's Muchaco?
It's a random word.
I think it's something that like...
It's a chocolate ice cream taco.
Please never say ice cream taco again. That disturbed me more than anything else in this world.
Good.
All right, well, anyway, thanks a lot for listening.
Right.
Watch us live next week.
Live.colby or SethandColby.com.
You almost did it, too.
I didn't
feel so bad.
So suck it.
Yeah, I know. I am retarded. All right, let me do this.
What?
We have to end the show.
All echoey?
The correct way.
Why? All right, let's kick this pig.
In the face.
Pigs in space.